Appreciate your prayers once again. Still depending on him.
I have a question I'd like us to ask ourselves this morning. And it's kind of a personal question. And it's a question that only we can answer for ourselves. And I'd like, and you don't have to do this verbally, but as we look into God's Word, I have some scriptures I would like us to consider this morning. And the scriptures relate to how important we are to God. So as we consider this morning how important we are to God, and as we read through His Word, I would ask each of us to ask ourselves, how important is God to me? So, important is defined as marked by or indicative of significant worth or value. So something that is extreme, it's a big part, significant. That's not something that is taken lightly. So I'd like to begin in Genesis, in the second chapter, a very familiar text of Scripture. Start reading here at the seventh verse. It says, "The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." There are several things in this verse that jump out in my mind. The fact that God formed man out of the dust of the ground. So in my mind, I get a picture of God using his great hands in some kind of way to form mankind. That, in my mind, takes a lot of care and concern. When we think about us as human beings and how we have made to think that the great God of heaven was able to form a human being out of the dirt. Maybe some have been to the beach and, you know, been sand castles, and you can form. There's some that have made some beautiful sculptures out of sand. But out of the dust of the ground, that have the great God of heaven form mankind with his own very hands. And after doing that, you could think the effort that he took, starting I'm assuming he started at the head, just kind of worked his way down and formed all the intricate parts of our body down to our fingers, our fingernails and feet and toes. I could imagine him maybe looking upon that. Maybe sometimes we do form things, we take a step back and like, okay, wait, something's not right here. I'm imagining maybe God did that. He took a step back. Well, let me change this a little bit. Let me make this a little better. Make it a little bit more uniform. And then it says that he breathed breath. He breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. That God leaned down and just gave something of himself to mankind, breathed his own breath into the body that he had formed. And man became a living soul. You know, without the breath that God gave mankind, he wouldn't have been able to breathe, right? He formed him, but until he gave of the breath of himself, there was nothing in man. It was just a form. But then he breathed his breath. And then that body that was formed became a living soul. Body and spirit. Became a living soul. You could think just before he breathed the breath in, it was just a lump of dirt. And you think about what happens to us when people leave this world, when the breath of life is out of them. What? It's just a shell, isn't it? It's just a shell. I know people don't look the same because the breath of life has gone out of them. There is no life in us without God's breath that he breathed into us. How important is God to me? I was so important to him that this is what he thought. He took an effort to form mankind out of the dust of the ground. And you know, you think about even when birth happens today and all the things that take place, how a body is formed, all the intricate details, those are still all in place, just as God originally designed them when he formed man out of the dust of the ground. Let's look at another verse. Psalms 139 and 14. I will praise him, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. One writer said it like this, as it regards to being fearfully and wonderfully made. Think about our bodies. The texture, the writer said, of the human body is the most complicated. Have we ever looked in the mirror and just kind of wondered how all this comes together? And it's amazing when you think about it, that God, all the things within us and how they work and they function together, it's amazing. Said that it's the most complicated that can be conceived. It is indeed wonderfully made. So exquisitely nice and delicate that the slightest incident may impair or destroy in a moment some of those parts essentially necessary for the continuance of life. Therefore, fearfully made. Just how just one thing that can happen can affect our lives. I had a boss at one of my jobs where something had happened to one of his fingers. And he didn't have a full finger. It stopped right at the knuckle. And there would be times when we would be in meetings and different things, and I would kind of watch him just to see. You know how I use my finger and your pointer finger, and you think about how often you use it. And I would watch him and just look and see how normal things that I would do and how he had to adjust for that. I don't remember asking him what had happened, but it was just interesting to me to see how just that one thing and how it had an effect on it. You know, there are times that I've jammed my thumb doing certain things. Playing basketball, you jam your thumb and it hurts. And just the little daily, everyday things that you do, button your shirt. When your thumb is hurt, that's difficult. Fearfully and wonderfully made, that every part and being of our body has an important role. You know, many of us have walked around maybe in the dark and maybe even in the light and stubbed our toe. It's you'll feel that, don't you? It affects you. Sometimes, depending on how bad it is, it might affect how you walk. Fearfully and wonderfully made. The writer here says, praise him. There's many different ways that we can express praise and thanksgiving to God. One of those ways is yielding ourselves to his service and what he would have for us to do. So as we think about the fact that each and every one of us are fearfully and wonderfully made by the great God of heaven, ask the question, how important is God to me? I'm that important to him that he took so much effort in making me what I am. Let's look at another verse. And I realize that I'm not going to get everything, but these are just a few of the highlights of the care and the concern that God has for each and every one of us. Job 32 and 8. But there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth understanding. Remember, he breathed into us the breath of life. So we have a spirit, body and spirit. When he breathed his breath into us, man became a living soul. So now that spirit that he has within us, he gives inspiration and understanding, gives us the ability to think, giving us the ability to reason, to be able to know and to understand. You know, it's something that we don't even think about. We just naturally think that we will be able to have the ability to reason or even to think. We don't think about thinking. We just do it, right? That's something specially given from God. When he formed man, I believe he thought about it. I want this creation to be able to reason and to be able to think. You know, we are unlike everything else that God created, aren't we? Because of that, we have that ability that we can take things in and we can think about and reason. And it's just, is it something that we just take for granted? Just the ability to, you know, we think about all the different choices that we make every day. We sit and we think about it. We eat food and we can decide, I don't want that. I want this. Just that ability to use our minds given by God. He wanted his creation to have that ability. Isn't that wonderful? I think he's that the care and the concern just for that. How important is God to me? Let's go to 17th chapter of Acts. Verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. For in him we live and we move and we have our being. So in other words, if it wasn't for him, we couldn't move and we couldn't live without him. The very source of all of that comes from him. The ability that we, the things that we may just take for granted. I may have said it at home. How many times do you think about it when you wake up in the morning? That you just, your eyes open and you see. That you plant your feet down on the side of the bed and you just expect to be able to get up and walk. I mean, is that something that we think about every morning? I don't. I just do it. And I just expect that that's what I would, you know, I would be surprised if I put my feet on the floor and I fell on my face. I would wonder what's going on. What happened? Because we don't think about it. But in Him, we live, we move, and we have our being. I find myself from time to time just, thank you, Lord, for another day. Another day that you have given life, breath, health and strength, just the ability to be, to move and move, live and to move. He is the source of our existence. Without Him, we have no life. So think about it this way. We know that without Him, we can do nothing. But do we realize that without Him, we are nothing? I'm depending on Him, but without Him, I'm nothing.
That's right.
Because the everything that I have in my being came from Him. So if I don't have Him, I have nothing. Without the breath that He breathed in me, nothing. Absolutely nothing. How important is God to me? Let's look at a verse in Luke. 12th chapter. Seventh verse. But even the very hairs of your hair, of your head are all numbered. Wait a minute. The very number of hairs. He knows about all of His creation. All? How many people in here know how many hairs they have on their head? Even after we, those that have lost their hair, there's some hair follicles somewhere. God is, He knows how many follicles they have. Even though they might not be able to be seen. But we lose hair from time to time, don't we? And yet and still, God knows. Oh, my trusting child over there, he lost 3 hairs today. I love my wife, but I don't keep track. I can't. And that's just one. And the great God of heaven knows how many hairs that are on the heads of everybody? Doesn't that just blow your mind? He cares that much? The number of hairs on our head? It's like we don't even care, do we? So I don't think about it. I don't look in the mirror and say, oh, I had a hair back here yesterday. We don't think about those kind of things. But God does. That's how much He cares about me. Me? And you say, some people might say, God doesn't care. God doesn't love me. We heard about in Sunday school about reading manuals. This is our manual right here. If we read it, we'll realize, yeah, God, he cares a lot about me. He cares a lot. Fear not, ye are of more value than sparrows. One writer even went on to say that he takes note of our sighs and our tears. How many times do we sigh every day? Anybody have a journal? I don't. I probably don't want to know. Maybe we would surprise ourselves if we realize how many times throughout the day we, God's taking note. May the Lord help us. Lord, help me. But that's how much he cares and is concerned about me. How important is God to me? You know, I just touched on a few things. There's so much more. But you know what the icing on the cake, so to speak, is? That he sent his son.
That's right.
Yes. On top of everything else that he did to express how much he cares for each and every one of us, he sent his son to die on the cross so that all of us could have eternal life. How important God to me. How much value do I put on my relationship with God? How significant is it? How important is it when I think and consider all that he has done for me? How important is he to me and my relationship with him? You know, I could sit up here and say, and people can say, it's very important. It's my relationship with God is right up there at the top. But you know what? We can say things with our mouth, but then there's something called actions and the things that we do. And you know what? Sometimes those don't agree. So we can say one thing, oh, it's extremely important to me, but yet and still, when it's time, time for church, I'm tired. I'm weary. I'm weary too. But you know what? It's important to me. So I want to get there. You know, when it's time to have a little alone time with God, how important is it? You know, I know people do what they want to do. You realize that? We do that. We do whatever, you know, we could say, and we can look at all of our lives, and I know everybody's lives are so busy. Mine is too. But you know what? We find time to do the things that we want to do. Lord, help me. How important is God to me? Do I carve out time? Do I carve time out for him? Or do I put his time first? How important is God to me? You know, there are so many things in life. There's so many distractions and hindrances that we can have. It's just life. It's just so busy. There's so many things going on. It's just fast paced, this and that. But you know what? If there's something in my life that is interfering with my growth and my relationship with God, then that thing is more important than God. Lord, help me. I don't want to be in that place. Because when you think about our individual relationship with God, if we're not growing, if my relationship with God is not growing, then what is it doing? What's the opposite of growth? It's shrinking. It's dying. So it's either, I'm either drawing closer to him or I'm getting further and further away. How important is God to me? And I realize that we have to live in the world, and God knows that. We all have jobs and things that we have to do. And God knows and understands that. That's just a part of life. So God, he understands. But Lord, help us. How important is God to me? When I think about some of these verses that we read this morning, as we look at his word and we consider how concerned he is for each and every one of us. I think about the words of the songwriter. We sing this song from time to time. The songwriter said, when I consider, I'm just again saying, when I weigh all that, I say, take my life, Lord. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move. Not as I would choose, but at the impulse of thy love. At the impulse of thy love. I want to, whatever my hands are doing, I want it to be in accordance, Lord, with what you would have me to do. Take my feet. Let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Lord, I want to go where you want me to go, not where I want to go. You're important to me. When I think about all that you have done for me, not only what you've done, all that you are continuing to do, and all the things that you're going to do for me while I still have life and breath. I want to go where you want me to go. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. You gave it to me anyways. So I might as well use it for it's yours, because if you want to take it away, you could take it away. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. You think about a lot of times the things that people say, it's about hurting other people. They're about just lifting themselves and pushing other people down. I want my lips to be filled with messages from thee. I want to encourage and uplift people. That when we come around, that people are, they're happy. I like being around you. There's something about you that you just make me feel good about myself. You know how that comes? It's how the things that we say. If we're just full of negative things all the time, you think people are going to want to be around us? But if we're upbeat and happy, and people are going to gravitate toward us. Let my lips, take my lips, let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold. Who gave me the strength? It's not mine anyways. He's just allowing me to use it for a little while. So if it belongs to him, he might as well have it. Not a mite would I withhold. It all belongs to him. It all belongs to him. Take my moments, my days, let them flow in endless praise. Take my intellect and use every power as thou shalt choose. Lord, you gave me the mind anyway. You gave me the ability to reason and think, so I might as well use it for you. It belongs to you anyways. Lord, take my will. Take my will and make it thine. It's no longer, Lord, what I want to do. It's, Lord, what would you have me to do? How important is God to me? Is he important enough to me for me to say, Lord, I set my will aside and I give it to you. My will is now yours. Take my will, make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart, it is thine own. It shall be thy royal throne. Then the songwriter said, take my love. My Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Take myself, just take all of me, and I will be ever only all for thee. Ever only all for thee. You know, if we ask that question to ourselves, how important is God to me? You know what the correct answer should be? The answer that I should have is, he's the most important being in my life. He's more important than anything else, because without him, I wouldn't have anything else. So he's it. So we can ask. I can ask myself. We can ask ourselves this morning. Is he? Is he the most important being in your life? Or is something else right now holding that position? Is something else there? Lord, help us each one. You know, it's my desire that the answer, that I could answer that question, how important is God to me? He's the most important being in my life. You know, we're just earthen vessels. All of us, as we said from the beginning, we're just some clay that he formed out of the dust of the ground, and we were nothing until he breathed breath and life into us. So what's the least that we can do is just commit our lives to him. Just my life, my lips, my hands, my feet, my silver, my gold, my will. Lord, I just give it all to you. Because without you, I wouldn't have any of it anyways. I desire your prayers. I want to be faithful. My desire is to fulfill the purpose that God has for me in my life, whatever that might be. You know, I maybe could look at my life and say, Lord, why me? But take my will, Lord. Make it thine. I want to be and do whatever you have me to be and do by your help and by your grace. And I know wherever you would have me to, whatever you'd have me to do or say or be or go, that you're going to be right there with me and going to give me everything that I need to be able to be the vessel that God has for each and every one of us. I desire your prayers. Again, I ask the question, ask ourselves, how important is God to me?